most of our area has missed out on any heavy rainfall or flooding, but it wasn't that far away. Yesterday, there were serious flooding problems through Washington, D.C. and Baltimore, and late last night and early this morning, some very heavy rain moved through areas to the southeast of the capital region. There was some flooding and continues to be some flooding in areas through the Taconics and Berkshires into New England, and the heaviest rain fell over Long Island, where Islip picked up over 9 inches of rain in just 2 hours this morning, and over 13 inches of rain just today, setting a new record for New York State for 24-hour rainfall. The old record was set just a couple of years ago in 2011 during Tropical Storm Irene in Tannersville. That old record was 11 and a quarter inches. So there was some very heavy rain that far away. It's all being driven by an area of low pressure set back to our west over the Great Lakes and a secondary low that formed through the mid-Atlantic. That secondary low is lifting through New England right now, and it drew in some tropical moisture. That's why there was so much heavy rainfall. Again, though, for most of us, the rainfall wasn't too heavy. Any lingering rain will come to an end by early this evening, though there could still be a shower or a storm between now and about 8 or 9 o'clock tonight. We'll see some areas of fog form later at night, with overnight low temperatures generally in the 50s. We will have some 40s in the cooler areas across the north. During the day tomorrow, we will have a cold pool of air settle in as a large upper-level low sits across eastern Canada. So we'll tend to see clouds bubble up as we go through the day, and there's certainly the chance for a passing shower or two. The best chance for that will be across the north country. Highs tomorrow will be in the 60s and 70s. We'll have a similar forecast again on Friday, with that upper-level low very slowly working its way to the east. And now here is my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, variably cloudy, a decreasing chance for rain, areas of fog, low in the lower to mid-50s, some 40s in the mountains. Tomorrow, variably to mostly cloudy, with a chance of showers, high 66 to 72. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Variably cloudy tonight, a decreasing chance for rain, areas of fog, low in the lower to mid-50s, some 40s in the Adirondacks. Tomorrow, variably to mostly cloudy, with a chance of showers, high 66 to 72. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, variably cloudy, a chance of a shower this evening, areas of fog, low 55 to 60. Tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds, chance of an isolated shower, high in the middle to upper 70s. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. Tonight, variably cloudy, a decreasing chance for rain, areas of fog, low in the lower to mid-50s. Tomorrow, a mix of clouds and sun, chance of a passing shower, high 70 to 75. Region-wide on Friday, a mix of clouds and sun, a chance of showers mainly north, high in the lower to mid-70s, some 60s north. And on Saturday, a mix of clouds and sun with a chance of showers mainly north, high in the lower to mid-70s, some 60s across the north. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argianis.